Hey everyone, welcome into today's show. We're going to talk about the five best wealth building books. These are books that we at Morris Invest absolutely love. These are books that we go back to time and time again, and they really will help you build wealth the right way, intentionally. These aren't some random get-rich-quick books. These are really dense, really insightful, really powerful tools to help you on your journey. Yes, this is a real estate investing channel. Of course, we help you with buy and hold real estate, and the whole channel here is devoted to helping you build financial intelligence and financial freedom. If you don't know me, I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a real estate investing company. So we help people all over the world pick up their first rental property and begin to build wealth. We also educate you, and we have a number of videos here on the channel. If you are new to the channel, that can help you on your real estate investing journey. So thank you for your kindness. And this is a place of positivity. I like to say here on the show that we want to welcome you in any stage of your investing journey. So if you are new, don't feel intimidated. I want this to be a place of positivity to lift you up. No negativity here on the channel. There are plenty of other places on the internet for negativity. Don't be discouraged, especially if you're new. And if you have 15 properties, also be kind to the people that don't, right? No one is better than anyone. So welcome. This is a community of positivity here on Morris Invest. So welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so we're going to dive into five wealth building books. These are five of my favorite books. One of them, maybe a little self-serving, but that's okay. We'll get to that. These books really have changed my life. These are books that in our company, they're sitting on every shelf. They absolutely are the books that can change lives if you follow them and if you pay attention to them. And these are books that we refer back to sometimes multiple times a year, but these are constantly being read, referred to, and sought after. We're talking with our accountants about little tips and tricks that are inside of each of these books, and these are really powerful tools. So we will have in the description below this video, there will be links to all of these books. You can check them out. We didn't want to, before the live show, put the links out there because, look, we wanted you to enjoy the show. But all of the links in the description below if you want to go buy these books and check them out. Okay, let's kick it off with one of the most powerful wealth building books I believe ever written. And number one on my list is Tax-Free Wealth, by our good friend of the channel, good friend of the show, Tom Wheelwright. You've got to check out our interviews with Tom. We'll have links to those as well. But Tom Wheelwright, a genius tax accountant, of course, who worked at the U.S. Treasury Department, one of the smartest CPAs in the world. And he travels the world and studies government tax structure, and there's common themes that he notices throughout the world. But his book, Tax-Free Wealth, describes how paying high taxes can actually hinder an individual's ability to build wealth. So what he teaches you to do is to use the tax code as it is written. And what he realized, what you learn from reading his books is that it will shift your view of taxes. I think if you're hearing about taxes, you're probably like, oh, I don't want to read a tax book. But I think what he encourages you to do, and what's so powerful about tax-free wealth, is that the government has written a tax code which encourages you to build wealth. It encourages you to build, to go into business. So I've said it before and I'll say it again, and this comes right from Tom Wheelwright in Tax-Free Wealth, that the tax code in this country, as massively thick as it is, there's only a few pages of it that actually force you to pay the government money. And mostly that's if you're a W-2 employee. Most of the tax code is a series of incentives for entrepreneurship. So I'll give you a few examples from the book, right? He talks about the government still wants investors to provide housing. So if you are a real estate investor and you're providing housing, you are taxed most favorably in this country because the government wants you to provide affordable housing. They want you to build. They want you to build new construction. So imagine buying, we talked before the show here a little bit, but imagine buying like one of our new construction properties at Morris Invest. Imagine the power of that. So you're building a house. Now you're also getting to depreciate using a fantastic advanced tool called cost segregation. So your ability to speed up your depreciation, pay virtually nothing in taxes to the government. This is a government incentive for you to build a house for someone else to live in. And they reward that. So among other ideas in here, so real estate investors receive large tax breaks, of course, for following through on the government's goals. Energy, he talks about in tax-free wealth, energy is still favored. Look at Tesla. I mean, look at Elon Musk. The tax incentives for coming up with renewable energy businesses in areas where they need them and giving energy back to the grid. Traditional energy, oil and gas, this is something that Robert Kiyosaki talks about an awful lot, investing in oil and gas and renewable energies, wind, solar, hydroelectric. Now imagine being a real estate investor who has wind, solar, hydroelectric as part of a component of this. You have to read Tax-Free Wealth. I would read it multiple times. So many important strategies and tactics in that book for you to reduce your overall taxable burden. Remember, if you're a W-2 employee, you're taxed at the highest bracket, about 40%, okay? If you are a business who invests, you're taxed, you can literally pay nothing in taxes if you do it right and if you follow Tom's great strategy. So again, Tax-Free Wealth, my number one book for wealth building. You've got to check it out. And we saw some people in the chat earlier saying, you know, I'm about to get an accountant, et cetera. Take that book to your new accountant. And if they don't understand it, if they think that they don't have time to read it, as Tom likes to say, if your accountant doesn't have time to read this book that could change your client's life, it's time to find another accountant. So Tax-Free Wealth is my number one book for building wealth. Number two is a little bit esoteric. So my second book on the list is a book called Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Kagandi. It's a great book, and what it really teaches you about the mindset of wealth building. As you know, I talk about here on the channel, it's not just about the tax strategy and this and that, it's about the mindset. And this is one of my favorite books that I've ever read about money and wealth building. What he talks about in this book, he says that true wealth is not about buckets of cash. That true wealth is not about designer clothes. It's not about the new Mercedes that you might get. It's not about living in a palatial estate with waterfalls and everything else. It's not about that at all. True wealth, as Kagandi writes, he says, is about discovering value within yourself and value within other people. And he goes through a number of things in this book, which are really powerful. Learning how to use an internal mantra to build wealth consciousness. This is something, it's incredibly important. So if every morning if you grew up with a lot of limiting beliefs around money, by the way, I'm going to drop a video a little bit later about why I don't spend money on stuff and how I grew up with a lot of limiting beliefs around money. You cannot build wealth if every day you think you are unworthy of abundance. You cannot build wealth if you think that you need to hold on to money and not donate and be generous and give to charity. You will not build wealth that way. Or if you do, you'll be miserable and it won't stay with you. We've seen it time and time again. So he talks about learning to use an internal mantra to build wealth consciousness. He also talks about practice conscious and deliberate thoughts and intentions. So if in the morning you wake up, you've got limiting beliefs around money, sitting down and journaling and figuring out and being positive about where you want your goals to be. But are those goals aligned with a greater good? Are you just trying to make money? Or are you trying to serve other people? If you can serve other people, then everyone wins. And that's what I try to do here on this channel, right? We do advertising on our podcasts and so forth. But you can take every video in this channel and build wealth. You can go out and buy your first rental property. You can pay down debt just by watching these videos. So we hope to be able to serve you with that. So if you can serve other people and build wealth around that, brilliant. Decide, define, and set goals that you can believe in. Have you ever set a goal where pretty soon it fizzles out because you did it all for the wrong reasons? So he talks about in this book how to define those goals so that they'll last a lifetime because they'll be set around the proper intentions. And practicing gratitude, giving and faith, and experience abundance of joy in your life. So the book is called Happy Pocket Full of Money. Again, the links are in the description below. It's a powerful book. I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. Please, after you read it, leave a comment here on this video and tell me your thoughts about it. Today's episode is brought to you by my favorite home security system, SimpliSafe. And if you stick around, I'm going to tell you how you're going to get one risk-free for 60 days so you can try it out and just see how awesome it is. You know, a few years ago, we had a home security system installed, and they have to come out to the house. A guy had to run wires behind drywall, and it was super expensive. Anytime you have to call a guy to come out to your house, you know it's going to be expensive. And guess what? SimpliSafe is the exact opposite of that. There's no running wires. There's no contract. So there's no hidden fees. You don't have to deal with all of that stuff. You can cancel at any time. And right out of the box, it's incredibly simple to set up. You just download the SimpliSafe app on your phone and you set up the main hub where it plugs in and it makes a nice little chime, lets you know that you're connected. You stick to your sticky pad, your keypad for your entranceway, wherever you want it, just with little stickies. You don't have to drill holes in the wall unless you want to. You can if you want to. I didn't. And then you set up the camera. You can set up the motion sensors. You can set up things on your windows. What I love about SimpliSafe, and you'll learn it from their website, is that it's expandable. You can do as much as you want or as little as you want, and you can get full coverage. And the police show up to SimpliSafe calls 3.5 times faster than they do for other home security systems. You know why? Because they use video verification to make sure there's an actual human being in your house breaking in and not like a cat knocking over a vase. So that's why they are so reliable, and the police are dispatched much more quickly when they know it's a SimpliSafe call. That's right. And according to the FBI, right now, America has gotten pretty dangerous. And the average loss in a burglary is over $2,000. And there are over 2 million burglaries reported every year. That's one every 13 seconds. Is your home protected? Well, it can be. And you can get a 60-day risk-free trial right now by going to simplisafe.com/investing. Simplisafe.com/investing. That's simplisafe.com/investing. Check it out. It's super easy to set up. You will thank me later. Number three on the on my list of the most powerful wealth building books. It's a little self-serving, but I think it's a really powerful book. It's called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. And I know the author of this book, but I believe this is we're talking about wealth building. And what is taught in How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years is you have to have control, and you have more control over the debts in your life than you realize. You have more control over the interest and time on one of our biggest debts, our mortgage. So many of you watching right now have a mortgage, and that's okay. You don't have to feel like a villain. You know that I say that having the house you live in is not an asset. So what we teach you in that book is how to pay it off more quickly, how to take more control over that time and interest. You don't have to be a slave to it. And I believe, you know, paying down this debt, paying down this liability debt, and building performing assets is truly one of the most important wealth building tips out there. We also teach you how to find out what's in your mortgage. Most people have no idea what makes up their mortgage, all of the hidden fees that are associated with your mortgage. We show you how to decouple certain things from your mortgage so you can pay them off more quickly. And finally, the 2018 tax code, the book is written around how that affects your wealth building so you can employ some of these strategies. It's a short and sweet book, and it gets right to the point, and it is a bestseller. So thanks. Anyway, the book is called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. The reason I think it's a powerful wealth building, but I mean, the reason we wrote the book is because we wanted people to be able to seize control of their finances and build wealth the right way. So I do believe it's a really powerful book. Again, links below to that book. Number four on my list of the most powerful wealth building books for you, you must read this book. You must read Loopholes of Real Estate Investing by Garrett Sutton. Again, another friend of our show. He's become a good friend. He is Robert Kiyosaki's main attorney. And he founded, of course, the company Corporate Direct, which helps so many of our viewers set up their LLCs. If you go to our website, morrisinvest.com/LLC, you can check and see what kind of a great company he runs over there. But anyway, in the book, Loopholes of Real Estate Investing, he shows you how to open up tax loopholes for your benefit and to close legal loopholes for your protection. I love that. So when we've had Garrett here on the show, he's really big on the liability protection for your investing journey. That's why we talk so much about, you know, setting up your LLCs in the right way and holding companies, making yourself lawsuit proof. Right? When you're a real estate investor or you are in business, how can you protect yourself against frivolous lawsuits? You're going to face them. You're going to face a tenant that slips and falls, and it should probably be the property management's responsibility, but they go after you, or, you know, how can you be protected? And he talks about this in the book on how to really protect yourself so that even if some greedy lawyers, because you know the story, right? As he says, and he's a lawyer, he says, you know, the only people that make any money during a lawsuit are the lawyers. So how to protect yourself against that. But also the legal loopholes. He's not talking about skirting the law. He's a lawyer after all. But he talks about how to make, for instance, I'll give you a great example, how to make your vacation home a deduction based on how much time you spend in that home. So did you know that there's a sliding scale? I didn't until I read this book, that based on the amount of time you spend in that vacation home, you thought you were just going to buy this as your second home and you'd never be able to do anything with it. Well, guess what? The amount of time you spend there and the amount of time maybe you rent this property out can become a deduction if done properly. So there's all sorts of little legal loopholes that he teaches you in this book. And there's a great chapter also on depreciation. That chapter is written by, you guessed it, Tom Wheelwright. And he really goes into, you know, how to accelerate and take full advantage of depreciation on your rental real estate or on your primary residence, secondary residence, et cetera, and how to really maximize that. But more importantly, it's a great book on how to protect yourself and to take advantage of some of the laws that exist. People ask, you know, how can I transfer, you know, how can I buy a property with financing and in my own name, can I transfer it to an LLC? And he walks you through how to do that. He's a lawyer. He's a great one. Check it out. It's The Loopholes of Real Estate Investing. One of my favorite books on wealth building. All right. And the fifth and final book in my list today, there's many more, but I wanted to choose five so we could have a discussion about it. My fifth favorite book for wealth building is a book by Mike Michalowicz. Hard name to spell. Easy, kind of flows off the tongue. It's a book called Profit First. Again, we've had Mike here on the show. We'll link that up, that interview. You got to check that out with Mike as well. But Profit First is a mind-blowing book, especially if you run a small business or if you're a real estate investor. How can I take the profit first? So many business owners focus on income minus expenses equals the profit I get to take home with me, right? You run a small bakery. So you make income from selling your baked goods, then I've got the overhead for electricity and employees and buying all my ingredients. I've got to minus that out. And then whatever is left over is my profit. We've heard that time and time again that, oh, my dad was a great businessman because he never took home any money. He put all of his money back into the business. He never took home any money. Well, Mike Michalowicz points out that that's garbage. You want to take your profit out of your company first. And he also shows you how to structure tax accounts as well. So what he teaches you to do is flip the equation. Income minus expenses equals profit. No. Flip it, and reverse it. He flips it to income minus profit equals expenses. So you make your income, you take home your profit. What's left over, you can use for your advertising budget. What's left over, you can use to add an additional employee. Pay yourself first. And he shows you how to structure it properly again with the different bank accounts and with your tax accounts so you are protected. And we get into some nitty gritty in the interview that I did with him about real estate investing because there's a little bit of some differences here, especially if you've got some debt service to include, but still a very, very powerful book, especially if you're a business owner. But even if you're not and you're watching this show, hopefully you have an LLC. So you are in business. If you're a real estate investor, you are in business. So there you go, my five books. I'll run them down again. We have links below to all of them. You can buy them. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on those in the description below. Tax-Free Wealth by Tom Wheelwright. Happy Pocket Full of Money. How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. Number four, Loopholes of Real Estate Investing. And number five is Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. There you go. Those are my five favorite wealth building books. Thank you guys so much